Space pressed. Stop button all test.
Hi guys, this is Jake Gross. In this podcast, I'm going to talk about VB Audio Cable, a free alternative to virtual audio cable. Basically, it provides the same functions as virtual audio cable, but it takes up a lot less space because the RAR file that I got for virtual audio cable from someone takes like 15 MB compressed, but this zip file that you can download from their website or my website as well is only about 1.3 megabytes, so it's really small. It works on Windows 10 theoretically all the way back to Windows 2000, but because it has a 2003 driver in it as well, which probably means it will run on 2000, and it has an XP driver that I haven't tried yet, and I might try that later today. Basically, the install for this is Java based, and something interesting happens with the sound on this. I don't know if you'll be able to hear through this recording, but because I have it set up, my speech and my mic routed through this cable, and I'm recording with this cable with virtual recorder. So I'm recording a virtual cable with a virtual recorder. That's kind of weird, but yeah. Anyway, I'm going to basically install this on my XP system because I haven't really tried yet. Let's see.
Start button, desktop list, my documents, 1/16.
Let's see.
My documents, folder view list, battle not selected, 1/1.
Oh, I didn't even download it yet.
Desktop list, brand IC code, local dev, files, folder dev, file filler, yeah. File filler, post, edit outage, blank. Facet headlocks, transfer file, refresh file name filter, view. Facet headlocks, transfer process, cancel, reconnect, Jake. View, petal, clipper, and cutterly list, not select list. And cutterly liver, and clipper, pan, UFO list, for you, petal, clipper, and cutterly combo utilities. Utility list, not 16-bit Windows 1/160. Cut list, not 16-bit DOS 1/1. VBMSMBROVB cable driver pack 43 zip. File size, 1,100,000. Context download, Jake Gross.
It's downloading.
File fill FTP. Run dialog type, OK button, cancel button, desktop select, my .downloads, folder view V, VB cable driver pack 43 zip 130/1, content OXA, extract 7 zip sum, open extract carry 3 of extract file, extract C, colon, bats, V, C, C, B, C, A, B, L, E, 4, 3, downloads, fold desktop, run dial C, code, local disk, C, V, VB cable 43, folder S, PPP module cable 64 2PP module cable 64P module cable 6P module cable 6P module cable 2000.
Oh, another thing. Basically, you have a separate install for 32-bit and 64-bit, like virtual audio cable that does.
PPP module cable Vista Sys 13P module cable Win 7P module cable Win 6P module cable XP Cat VB cable control panel VB cable setup EXE.
And the control panel is in Java as well, and I haven't really messed with it, so.
VB cable setup EXE19/27.
This is the one we want.
VB audio virtual cable driver installation version 1.0.3.8. Programming colon Vincent Ural Gene Sylvain Lozic OS. WIMXPWWVBCMBLECOM ready to install. Click the button right there. Install driver. It will install VB audio virtual cable on your.
Now.
Space. Top programming code video GFASILVA.
To use object nav to do this, so.
No previous screen review GFASILVA. Echo with W. VB. CABLE. COL. I read to install. Click the button. Right. But the click is to ready. Live feed ready. Activate. To install. Click the button. Right there. Dot. Install. Driver. Install. Activate. Driver, install. Hardware installation dialog. The software you are installing for this hardware. VP Audio Virtual Cable has not passed Windows logo testing to verify its compatibility with Windows XP. Tell me why this testing is important. Continuing your installation of this software may impair or destabilize the correct operation of your system either immediately or in the future. Microsoft strongly recommends that you stop this installation now and contact the hardware vendor for software that has passed Windows logo testing. Stop installation button out test. Does not pass Windows continue anyway button out C.
Continue anyway, so... You just set it out. Wait, what was that?
VP cable installation dialog installation complete and successful. You might reboot your system.
Yeah, it's saying that we should reboot our system.
VP cable 43 folder view lib desktop list my dot
prod dialog this folder
local disk VPC sip VP cable for conf no yes button up local disk C.
What?
Error deleting file or folder dialog cannot remove folder VB cable 43. It is being used
by notification from Windows Defender. Recent Windows Defender summary. No threats were found since your last summary. Your PC was scanned 5 times. S. Window.
Thanks, Windows Defender. Just,
pause button, stop button.
Oh, the notification window thing didn't pop up. Let's see.
Address top folder PC VB cable 4321 of folder. Address folder view list. Desktop list, my documents, one of start button. Dialog, to restart button, alt art list. A desktop.
Windows log on window unknown. Please wait, dialog Windows is shutting down. Windows is shut.
Tried to find something similar with Stereo Mix Plus. That is just crap. Basically because, well, I installed adware on my system and messed my volume up and some virtual streaming and other junk that we don't want. So, VB audio cable is another alternative. I mean, I don't see listen to this device on XP, so I'm not sure how it's going to work. Because I had to use listen to this device to hear the output. So, I don't know actually if you can just set the audio to a device and then record it with an application in VB Audio Cable. You might be able to do that because I haven't tried that yet. And I know software playthrough on Audacity, not in Virtual Audio Cable, just loops. Just normal looping, like you'd hear two things at once. Do not do it with a VB audio cable, it just loops horribly. Like in the first couple of seconds, it's louder and louder. And I just would not recommend using software playthrough. Oh, there we go. Now let's see.
MVDA Macregener synthesizer, S2 of 14. Synthesize Realtek Roland VSC, VB audio point. Desktop list.
Now, let's see.
Let's see. NVD projects in the C output, Realtek HD audio output, sounds and audio, volume, advanced, button alt and default, Roland VB audio, advanced space, advanced audio properties dialog, speakers property page, select the OK button, cat tab, cat speak, OK button, cat tab, cat performance tab, select the sample rate conversion quality, slider 100 alt, restore defaults, OK, cancel button, sounds and audio, volume, button alt V, default device, combo box VB audio point collect.
Well, let's see, I think. I just killed the audio on my XP system. Don't know how to use this on a particular program on XP.
Desktop list, my document.
Or no, I didn't, actually.
MD get synthesizer, synth output device, combo box, Realtek HD audio, desktop list.
Oh, VB Audio Manager just became the first device, so I just don't know how this runs under XP. Or how you can hear the output. But, I don't... Maybe... I don't know exactly how you'd...
Q.
Let me try something, actually. Let me go to the sound recorder.
Run dialogue tire 10, D, D,
or, wait.
S, Y, S, C, D, L. Test sound, temp audio device, temp sounds, temp volume, temp sound audio, temp voice, temp sil audio, temp on band, sound rip volume. But default device, sound recording for VB audio, Realtek HD or VB audio point. A desktop list, my document, Q.
Now let's say if I want to go to sound recorder.
Start menu, with it pro document, my dot dot pro, 7-zip, suppress.
No, let's do it the easy way.
Type S, F, E, R, E, C, for 2, test sound, sound record, slider 0, record button. Space, pressed, unavailable, stop, pain, fuck, select.
Now let's find a MIDI file or something.
Jake and Brandon, free MIDI for a, full TGM, not SAM, MIDI closet, over to your 4-2, folder, downloads, 2 of 12, Jake MIDI for MIDI files, 5. Folder Unity, Folder M, my Microsoft Windows 12, Phone 95 to Tooltip, 2995 to 98, 3 of 30, 2009, Full Cabin Mid 2 of 5, Sound,
actually, let's...
42, 40, 95 Icon 2 of Sound Recorder I95, Sound, Rewind, Slider 50, Rewind, Stop Button, Sound Recorder Dialog, the file sound has been changed, do you want to snow button out, 95, Folder View,
just start. Recording again. I don't want to make a long silence in the recording, and I probably won't keep the recording anyway, but whatever.
Space pressed I95 folder view list cabin mid 2 of 5 cocock you had to click play with me 95 folder view Windows media player.
Now it's playing to the virtual audio device. Now I'm gonna stop the music.
Rewind button, stop button, space, pressed, unavailable, record button, slider 1, rewind button, play button, space, pressed, unavailable, stop button. Desktop. Slider 80, what stop button. Slide wipe button, fast forward stop button. Unavailable, play button.
Well, we got no audio. Interesting. That is kind of interesting. Let me see, what is our recording device set to?
Red unknown, record button unknown. File some edit some effect some help some system edit fed file some menu syst file and convert assess save as free save properties convert now choose from combo box all format tab control detail it can okay but cancel button sound file effect some edit some edit menu copy control c audio delete with edit some effects help some menu favorite add increase volume effect sound recorder dialog no button desktop list. Recording control volume, slider 100, recording control volume, slider 100, recording control volume, slider 100, K recording control sound and audio MIDI music playback grouping, default device. Combo box YMF-262 synth emulator collapse alt F.
Let's see what...
Sound if a sub volume, button out default device, combo box VB audio point collapse alt D, tab control audio property page, sound playback grouping default device, Roland PSC Realtek HD audio out. Desktop list.
I don't know what's going on there, but kind of weird. Don't know what I'm doing wrong. Maybe I have to have listened to this device enabled for it to work. I don't know. That was kind of a fun experiment. So, I'll see you guys in the next recording. Bye.
Stop button.